you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7.
You don't want to take that again? You don't want to run that shit back?
They can cut it out in post. They can put it right together. Put T at the end of that word. We're going to be here for the next... I've lost where I've gone. Whatever. Crabdiving.com. My name is Patrick Weil.
Oh, yeah. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I'm not doing any final consonants either. If you aren't, I am not. If you go, we go. Name the movie.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Backdraft. Oh. Backdraft, man. It's a fucking classic. Starring a Baldwin.
It's about a fire.
Oh, yes. A big fire.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Where all kinds of fun stuff goes on and happens, etc., etc. If you're going to buy anything on the internet, hey, don't forget you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying your shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I like that name, dude. Screaming Liberal Media.
Screaming Liberal Liberal Media. God, I can't talk yet. I didn't do my vocal warm-ups.
Oh, yeah.
We can see what's going on in the headlines. I feel discombobulated for some reason.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, September the 8th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I got a good vocal warm up.
Down
for
the tubers.
Oh yeah. No, I got a great vocal warm up. Do you want to hear it real quick?
Was there it's not the abortion thing, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh. Partial birth abortion.
Yeah, partial birth abortion.
Say it faster.
Partial
faster.
Birth abortion. Partial
Bam.
Birth abortion.
It's too yeah. hard. It's tough.
Partial birth abortion.
There you go.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Open pit barbecue sauce.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huffington the Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Sure enough, the headline is a picture of Donald J. Trump, and it says, liar in chief.
Fuck you.
Trump repeats whopper.
Oh, yes.
It says whopper. Trump repeats whopper about Iraq war again.
It don't matter none. I still love him.
Yeah, if facts don't matter. We've discovered to the Trumpalos, the Trumpettes, the Trumpeteers.
I can't quit you.
The Trumpaloons.
They don't give a fuck, man. They don't care if the guy that's running for president is lying.
Oh, this isn't even last night. During the that commander-in-chief forum that was put on by NBC and MSNBC and moderated by Matt Lauer.
Right.
But I guess this was today. It says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump refused to back down from a widely debunked lie.
Sad.
interrupting his planned education policy speech. You know, handle it. To reassert that he had opposed the Iraq war from the start, which is a lie. He keeps repeating this over and over and over that he was against it. And then they've gone back and found proof that he is not against it.
He's full of
that
fucking
he was all for it.
Shit. Yeah, it's interesting that, I mean, how does a guy like that, he was in the middle of a speech about education.
Apparently, I don't know why he broke off when he was speaking.
I mean,
he said it last night. I mean, and Matt Lauer let him get away with it, and he said it again today.
How is a guy like that going to speak to education? I don't know what in his experience. I mean, I guess the Trump modeling agency, right? Because with the Trump modeling agency, they brought young women over to America and introduced them into a business, which I guess you could consider that a stretch maybe, but that's kind of like education, right?
He's a job creator.
They lived in dorms in the basement of a building somewhere in New York City.
Yeah, model dorms. And they paid two or three times the going rate. In fact, they paid more each than for a bunk bed.
Oh, okay.
In a one bedroom.
Wait, it was just a bunk bed?
Three bunk beds in one room.
Wow, I thought that it was nice.
They paid $1,600 a month, that one girl said. And this is in 2004, I think it was.
Oh, shit.
And at the time, studio apartment in the same neighborhood in New York City was going for like $1,200. So they could have had their own apartments for what they were paying for $400 less than what the Trump organization was charging them to stay in the Trump model dorm.
Good,
and then they were undocumented.
Christ.
Is the problem is some of these girls are claiming that they were absolutely undocumented. They were working and taking modeling jobs, and they had no papers. And they were even instructed by the one girl said that she was a woman, girl slash, although 14, some of them were 14, they were actually counseled by these agents on what to tell U.S. Customs and everything when they're coming into the country.
Oh my God.
I'm just taking meetings. I'm not working at all. I'm just I'm just taking meetings as a model.
Wouldn't Trump say, though, that he's just taking advantage of a system that he needs to fix? Which I guess would be kind of...
No, because that's illegal.
Oh, okay.
Like his giving money to politicians and expecting stuff back is what he's claiming he's going to fix, because who could fix it better than somebody who's been taking advantage of his whole fucking life?
God.
But that's not really illegal. But this is illegal. I mean, if he's bringing in obviously undocumented workers, this is his whole thing,
right.
His deal, his superpower is the Mexican wall he's going to erect.
I guess, like, the Trump modeling agency doesn't really speak to his experience with education. Well, I mean, Trump University, he had Trump University and that executive training school. That's education.
Trump Institute.
Germaine, right?
Yeah. And they were quality organizations.
I'm listening to you this morning, and you said, we were talking about what was in the headlines, what Trump said, and you're like, oh, my God, they're not even referring to what he said last night.
Well, it's so quick.
Fucking God.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to it. I've got some of the shit that he said, some clips of just the heinous things that he came out with. 24 minutes was all they had of him, of each candidate got 24 minutes. It should have been a little longer. I mean, I hate the ponderous three-hour-long things, but a little bit more than 24 minutes each. And I'm not the only one out there saying it. Even not the liberals are not the only ones out there saying it. Even the lamestream media Lauer is awful. I mean, that hashtag is trending on the Twitter hashtag.
Trending on Twitter.
Lowering the bar.
I tweeted out to that hashtag to promo the show, and I put a picture of Matt Lauer up. I found a picture of him doing that gingham style dance.
Oh, really?
How great was that? Didn't you love that guy, that Korean dude? Gingham style.
Yeah, he had another song that came out shortly after, and, it didn't do as well, but man.
Yeah.
Gangnam Style.
Psy or whatever
it was. It was the video. It was amazing.
It was so great. I love shit like that. More Gangnam Style, universe, please. Less Trump.
Oppa Gangnam Style.
Don't.
Donald,
fuck you.
J. Here's a little.
Ooh, I can't. Oh, we got Donald clips?
Here's a little clip of this today. It's not cut up yet, but.
Yeah. Falsely said, no American died in Libya. Now, I heard that. And I said, could she have forgotten so quickly? Then she also falsely said, there's no ground troops in Iraq, even though we have 5,000 military personnel.
Well, yeah, that was the one thing, I guess, of, you know, we're going to have a big highlight reel or low light reel of shit that Donald came out with. But I guess the main gaffe from the Clinton side was that she said, no, there's not going to be any ground troops in Iraq, even though there are ground troops in Iraq. There's like 3,000 troops right now. But every sane person knows what she was talking
about.
We all know that she meant we're not going to have some big surge of a force like surge. Trump wants to put in 100 fucking thousand troops on the ground.
Right.
That's not our role.
And maybe we refer to them as something different, even though they are soldiers and troops. Don't we refer to them as advisors, which to me has always seemed kind of creepy.
Oh, right now, they are
consultants.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Personnel there right now. Iraq is one of the biggest differences in this race. I opposed going in, and I did oppose it, despite the media saying no, yes, no. I opposed going in.
There it is, a lie. It's just an absolute lie that he opposed going in, and that he opposed it from the beginning.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Mostly just not true.
Yeah. I mean, he was never a politician, right, Trump? So he's just a business guy.
But sticking his nose into politics.
Right.
He has been for 20 years. That's the whole thing, threatening to run. That he would know how to do it because he's a good businessman.
I can see how it's easier for somebody like from the private sector to lie about that. I mean, if you're a politician, there's an actual record and votes and stuff. But yeah, I mean, he's full of shit. What a dick.
There's only one instance that they found of Trump talking about the war before it started in January of 2003, about 3 months before the invasion. Neil Cavuto, love bear over at Fox News, Cuddle Bunny.
Is he a bear? Are we calling Neil Cavuto a bear? I'm going to have to.
I haven't seen him with his shirt off. I don't know.
I'm going to say he looks.
He could be.
He doesn't look that hairy.
Could be smooth.
I'm going to have to push back on that.
Wait, if a big hairy guy is a bear, what's a big smooth guy?
Like, I don't know, man. I mean, it has to be something. There has to be something.
Like a manatee?
A job. A manatee! It's a manatee! I never knew that.
So, Neil Cavuto asked Trump whether George Bush should be more focused on Iraq or the economy. Trump said, well, he has either got to do something or not do something. God, this is Trump. This is Trump in 2003 saying the same bullshit he says now. Well, you know, he's got to do something or not do something. Perhaps. Because perhaps shouldn't be doing it yet. And perhaps we should be waiting for the United Nations. You know, he's under a lot of pressure. I think he's doing a very good job. But of course, if you look at the polls, a lot of people are getting a little tired. I think the Iraqi situation is a problem. I think the economy is a much bigger problem as far as the president is concerned. Where he seems skeptical. But then a week later, he said the war is a mess. And that because of the war, the market. He said, look at the war in the Iraq and the mess we're in.
Yes.
This is a year later. I would have never handled it that way.
Oh, shit.
Does anybody really believe the Iraq is going to be a wonderful democracy where people are going to run down to the voting box and gently put in their ballot and the winner is happily going to step up to lead the country? Come on. 2 minutes after we leave, there's going to be a revolution and the meanest, toughest, smartest, most vicious guy will take over and he'll have weapons of mass destruction, which Saddam didn't have. Well, he's kind of right.
Yeah, I was about to say, what?
I don't believe we made the right decision going into Iraq, he says, but they're saying over at PolitiFact, they're just saying that, you know, he in public, he made no comments about being against it and was the only public comments that they have. He's wishy-washy on Jesus it, so they're Christ. Calling that one false, mostly false.
God, you know, a friend of mine served in Iraq, this comedian I know, and he, God, just horrendous stories. He said that he slept out in the desert. He was with the special forces in the middle of nowhere near Fallujah.
Oof.
For like 30 days. Ooh. Didn't shower, blah. Didn't change clothes, shooting people. Fucking crazy.
All for America.
What?
America.
Oh, how horrible, man. How fucking horrible. I mean, do you think
freedom?
I wonder what.
For nothing. It was for nothing. Yeah. It was lies.
Do you remember the Green Zone, establishing the Green Zone?
In Baghdad, you mean? Where they, that heavily fortified area, which was the one place that wasn't
was
a
that the plan?
Shit storm? What do you mean?
Do you think that was Bush's plan all along? That, okay, we take over Iraq, you go into Baghdad, you take it over, and then you establish the Green Zone. Was that the plan originally, or did something like the Green Zone sort of evolve, you know, like a safe area?
I think it probably evolved. I don't think they thought they would need a Green Zone.
What the fuck? You know,
remember Bush landed his package on the... that aircraft carrier,
yes,
and said
absolutely.
Mission was fucking accomplished, man. After a few days, a week, God. We're done.
How
congratulations,
fucked up, man.
Enjoy your freedom, everybody.
Right. So fucked up.
Over at this, that's the HuffPo calling bullshit on Don again. I don't know. They could dedicate a whole new newspaper to all the lies that Donald Trump tells.
How long until we do it again?
What?
How long until we march into, it could be Iraq. We could go into Iraq again or another country like that. How long until we're sold another fucking bill of goods?
I don't know.
Because I got to tell
you. Iran. They want to go into Iran, don't they?
Still?
Tom Cotton.
But we got a deal.
Tehran Tom.
By the way, did you see?
Tehran, traitorous Tehran Tom wants to rip up that deal, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Donald says he's going to, apparently he's going to be a real busy first hour after he's president. Those little orange hands are going to be flying all over.
Damn.
Rescinding. Anything they can, and jeez, somehow trying to figure out to not let gay people get married anymore. All kinds of things Trump has to try to do.
How fucking stupid. Hey, by the way, did you see the pictures of Tehran Tom on Facebook from that article in the HuffPo? Him playing with his little poodle?
Oh, the dogs, yeah.
It's so weird.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
He doesn't seem like a dog guy. I mean, it's just weird to see those guys with dogs. I don't know why.
It humanizes them when we know they're not.
Yeah, totally.
Over at the Drudge Report, of course, the main concern, not Trump's spectacular shit-tastic failure to be anything close to presidential or commander-in-chief, displaying any knowledge of what the fuck is going on, other than saying, everything's horrible, it's all horrible, and I'm going to make it better.
Ooh, fuck you, dude.
Over at the Drudge Report, and Hillary's, you know, pretty solid responses, kind of boring, dodged a couple of questions about the VA and stuff like that, you know, in typical politician-y kind of fashion. But overall, I can't imagine watching those two back to back last night and coming out of that thinking, oh, if you were inexplicably on the fence and undecided, to come out of it thinking, oh, yeah, this guy should have his little tiny fingers on the button.
It's so tiny.
Cute
little tiny fingers.
You're out of your fucking skull. I can't imagine. That's not the headline over the Drudge Report, of course.
Oh, okay.
The headline of the Drudge Report in red, 71% of doctors say Hillary health concerns serious.
Of what doctors?
Well, that's where, let's see what.
What doctors? Stupid doctors?
What wonderful
witch doctors
journalistic organization this is. It's a press release.
It's
a press release. We could put out a press release that says anything.
Maybe it's they pulled figurative doctors. For instance, Dr. Dre, Dr. Feelgood, Dr. Any other doctor. Dr. J. Dr. Who's a basketball player? Dr.
Johnny Fever.
Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP. We've had too many WKRP references.
It's a great show.
I know. You can't have too many. I've always wanted to reimagine. I pitched this idea to you once for a sitcom, and I think you didn't properly recognize. You didn't give it due consideration. We're going to redo WKRP. We're going to reimagine it instead of an AM radio station, podcast. Okay. I'm modernizing it.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? We said it instead of a radio station, a podcasting network station place kind of thing.
That's changing its format?
It's changing, yes. It's changing its format into podcasts.
Wasn't that the deal about WKRP was that it was going from stodgy, dodgy, adult contemporary to rock and roll.
Or to disco.
The whole pilot was, you had these, it was Johnny Fever was on the air.
Right.
He got to switch it, and he was playing some really nice, quiet, adult contemporary music.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, hey, everybody, now enjoy this this song. And then all of a sudden, when he got the announcement, he grabs the stylus on the record,
yeah,
and goes, hey babies, it's time for Dr. Johnny Fever.
Do you remember Venus Flytrap?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
It was a great show. So this is PR Newswire is a PR press release service. I mean, really, literally, you could pay $100 and we could get a press release on PR Newswire. This is not an accomplishment. This is not a journalistic.
But
so I don't even know what the fuck this is.
It still has to be true.
Is what I'm saying. No.
It can be bullshit?
No, it's a press release, yeah.
Kate, go fire up a press release. God damn it.
So something called the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Oh, yeah, I'm a member of that.
Well, you know, you got to watch out for these because there's a couple of these groups that are right-wing nutjob crazy groups.
Oh,
that
I see.
That are 80 people,
yes.
Yet they call themselves something official, like the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. It's not the American, it's not the AMA, which is the American Medical Association, the biggie. It's not, I don't know about this group is what I'm saying. And having it put out on a press release, you and I could form the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Right. But neither of us are doctors.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Concerns about Hillary Clinton's health are, quote, serious. Could be disqualifying for the position of the president of the United States, say nearly 71% of 250 physicians responding to an informal internet survey.
This is total horseshit.
Gets better, doesn't it? Informal internet survey by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Okay. Let's use our Google friend here and look up this fucking Association of American Surgeons. We'll get to it. We'll try to vet it. But according to this, 20% said the concerns were likely overblown, but should be addressed by the full release of medical records. Only 2.7% responded that they think it's just a political attack, that they have confidence in the letter from the physician and see no cause for concern.
Oh, my God.
So they go on with just a bunch of different 88 respondents. This is 88 people.
But that's such a tiny number, right? God, it's such bullshit. That's only worth the headline. If you just look at that headline and don't click on it, you know?
The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons is a small group of physicians who advocate for far-right conservative values in the practice of medicine.
Oh, my God. How scary.
The AAPS is listed as a quack organization by Quack Watch.
Quack Watch.
The organization has made the questionable decision of engaging homeschool instructor and Conservapedia founder Andrew Schlafly.
Oh my God!
As general counsel to to represent its interest in a variety of matters. Okay. They file all kinds of briefs and litigation and represent member physicians in disciplinary proceedings. It's a fake group of conservative nutball doctors, a small fringe group that performed an unscientific internet survey, and they paid $100 to put out a fucking press release, and goddamn Drudge Report puts it as their headline.
Want to play doctor? Literally. Andrew Schlafly?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that her husband?
Husband.
What do you mean?
You have to, could be her 12th husband. It's no, it's her son.
Oh, shit.
Wow, that's
heinous.
That's actually hilariously bad journalism.
My God.
I mean, it's not even close to being amusing. How can you link to a press release put out by a bogus organization that anybody could fucking put out?
Well, you know, I have an idea. I'll suggest something. I'll just throw this out there. Let's just say that a lot of people that read Drudge are stupid as fuck.
Man.
I mean, the bar is... Talk about lowering the bar. Jesus Christ, guys.
That's pretty spectacularly bad.
What was the organization called again?
The...
I mean, it had a funny name. It was just so like...
Association of American... God.
We make fun of that shit all the time because, like, there's the American Family Institute and all this other shit.
Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't sound so insane.
Well, you can't tell. They're stealthy.
Yeah. To see what website you could get, I guess. .tv.
That's crazy. That's egregious, even by Drudge standards, I think. I mean, it's really, really... You might as well just go... drag some guy out of a pickup truck that's flying the stars and bars somewhere in Montgomery, Alabama.
Fuck you.
Have him write something down and put that out as your headline. That's they got the journalistic integrity of the American Association of whatever the fuck.
God damn it,
putting
man.
Something out on a press release.
Well, see, like, isn't this what Trump is talking about? Like, he wants to go after, like, the media that it's printing this false shit. He wants to change the libelous laws. Are you going to go after this bullshit doctor organization that's proliferating lies? Do you care about that? He didn't give a fuck about that.
Nobody cares. They don't care.
This is straight up sexism. All this shit is, I mean, yeah, they're anti-liberal and all that other crap, too. Whatever. But this Hillary derangement syndrome, she's coughing. That is because she has tits.
Right.
I mean, Chris Christie has tits too, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. That's what's going on. Then all the subheadlines are about we're about to get into, which is some of last night's forum. Double forum,
double forum.
Hillary Clinton lost the toss.
Ooh.
And
God damn it.
Don won the toss.
You can't lose a toss, okay?
And elected to go second. So
lost the toss.
Secretary Clinton went first. And like I said, the only thing that I really think, because I'm not an ideological right wing nut job, the only thing that she said that was not great was that stumble where she was saying, look, we're not going to put more giant forces boots on the ground, a giant wave to run over Raqqa. It's just not going to happen. And she said, no boots on the ground. And then she's being criticized for the fact that we already have boots on the ground. And it's unlikely that we're going to have zero boots on the ground. So that's her one thing that she's been called out for. But
on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm just trying to put this in perspective. That gaffe that you speak of, one being the least harmful, and 10 being the most harmful.
Metaphysical.
Give me a metaphysical rating of that blunder at Vile Experience predictions. How big is her fuck up?
One.
It's a one?
I mean, well, yeah, but in the right wing nut jobosphere, that's all they can count to.
God, how is she going to do any? You know, I understand the Barack Hussein Obama thing. I mean, God, I had a right wing nut job friend talk about he put that story up about the judge Barack's nominating who's a Muslim.
Yes.
And the guy, this lunatic, talked about how Barack's a fake Christian. He's really a Muslim. He's a card-carrying member of the Brotherhood.
So this friend's really dumb.
Oh, he's not a friend. It's just a comic I know through Facebook. He's a total piece of fucking shit. And like, but like, it's going to be worse for Hillary. I think it's going to be worse.
It's one thing to just not like the guy's politics and disagree with his liberal policies and everything like that, which, by the way, are probably shared with us. And guess what? No, I'm not a Muslim. Are you a Muslim, Ryan? Did you secretly convert?
I don't know. Kate, come here. Am I a Muslim? Bark once for yes, two for no.
Is there a soccer jersey pretending to be a prayer rug somewhere here in Crab Diving Studios?
I keep my prayer rug in my colon.
So, these idiots who still say he's a Muslim or he's not born in America.
It's dumb.
It's beyond embarrassing. You're too stupid.
I find it
to
offensive.
Be allowed to vote. You really should be. That's a case.
Yes.
Where you have expressed your ignorance to reality so much.
Absolutely.
That you really should not be allowed to vote. That's crazy fringe theories. Not knowing who the president of Becky Stan is, or not knowing what Aleppo is, which we'll get to, is one thing for the general electorate.
Yeah.
But to actually believe these crazy, crazy fringe theories 7.5 years later, when they've been widely debunked, except by the lowest vermin out there.
God.
You have really relinquished, I think, your right to have a vote.
You're too
stupid to vote.
And it's sad. It's fucking sad because I really believe, I know Obama has some shortfalls. You know, I know he does as a progressive, but I believe in this guy. And it makes me nuts when I see things like that. Like, he's not, that judge will not be confirmed. Will he be confirmed?
No, they're not even going to consider it. But it has nothing to do with his Muslimitude. That's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
But it's just that they're not confirming anything because right now the shiny one is the Supreme Court vacancy, which even Biden yesterday was out telling him, do your fucking job, you assholes. But for the last 2-3 years, they haven't been filling seats anywhere. They haven't been allowing the evil Muslim, un-American, black guy they haven't been confirming anybody because they're cunts.
It's okay. So Obama has the black thing and the Muslim thing, and he's not born in America thing, which I'm not legitimizing any of those arguments, but that's what he has. But Hillary has the woman thing. Will it be worse for her?
Well, they've already delegitimized her for 30 years. So, I mean, they've got, look at the pumping wells of bullshit they've got already that they've been tending for 40 years. So
it can't be worse for her. I just don't understand how it would be worse.
It'll be bad, but a different kind of bad.
Maybe it won't be as bad because
liberals believe it is why it's bad.
Yeah.
Liberals are so dumb.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
There are so many dumb liberals, I should say, out there who maybe are just too young. But I know some older liberals who should know better that, okay, is she squeaky clean? No, I don't think probably anybody that is that rich and powerful in any capacity is squeaky fucking clean.
Right.
But when you look at her track record, you look at what she's voted for, what she believes in, what values she espouses. Would I rather have her be less banky and less war-y? Yeah. I would rather have Bernie Sanders. But he didn't win.
Yeah.
But I really don't understand. It's really the dummies. I think there's, frankly, on social media, I've come to the conclusion that on our Facebook, I don't even engage anymore because now that whenever I look into a lot of these accounts that are responding with anti-Hillary shit, not pro-Trump.
Yes.
It's all anti-Hillary. And then they purport to be Bernie bros. I never said I was for Trump. But Hillary is evil and crooked and this, and she killed Vince Foster and blah, blah, blah. And this, you know, it's all this shit. They'll put it on anything. God. And then you click on it and they're insidious because, you know, you can backdate posts on Facebook. You can, once you post something, you can change the date. that allegedly posted.
They're changing their timeline.
So they're making their timeline look like it's 3 or 4 years old, so that if you glance at, take a cursory glance at it, it looks like they've been around for a while. But if you take a little bit deeper look at it, you realize it's a bullshit fake account.
Right.
And it's a coward of a Trump supporter. I think maybe one of these paid ones, because we found out a while ago that they were going to sink a lot of money into internet.
Yeah.
And I think it's just these fake accounts that were created, and all they do is bounce from page to page to page, and they respond. Maybe they get paid a penny a response or 5 cents a response or something.
I wonder if anyone has ever done the thing where...
Because they scatter. No. And there's been three times now...
What do you mean they scatter?
If you call them on it. There's right. been three times now on our page where I've said... said, ha, 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 how much is Make America White Again PAC paying you? And fake account or something like that. You fake troll. And three times it's happened that they delete their account. So I wonder if once they get called out on it, they're worried that, I don't know. It's really
Absolutely.
Weird. It's really weird.
Because they don't want you to flag them. It's worth more for them to go back, regroup, and
right.
God, it's so strange.
I wonder if the account's gone. Yeah. Like, I've gotten into a battle with one of them and then gone back later to eagerly anticipate the next round, and their account's deleted. The character is gone.
Shit. That's crazy.
And then we have a regular nut job on our page.
Oh, yeah.
One of our kind of fun, goofy, dumb, horrible, racist xenophobes.
Are we talking about
Trump supporters?
B.L.?
Bill, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
hey, Billy.
We caught him with a blatant fake page of a chick. He used his name and just kind of twisted his name and made a girl's account and started commenting. But horrible things, like even worse than the shit that he usually does.
Oh, shit, Bill.
Because they're cowards and they won't go. They hide behind these fake accounts. And on their real account, you can look that up, and they don't want to get fired. They don't want to say,
oh, yeah,
Obama's an N-word. Or Hillary's a cunt and things like that, because they don't want it to fall back on their real jobs and their real persona. So they create a fake persona on Facebook, and they go and they put up Obama with bones through his nose memes and things Jeez. Like that.
What a bunch of pussies.
Because they know they think they have that that cushion. So I called them out on it. I was like, Bill.
Hello.
This is you. I said, right. I'm banning this account from our page.
He's like a bad Mrs. Doubtfire.
I said, feel free to comment as Bill from Texas.
Yes.
The Bill we know and loathe.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and then he responded and he said, well, I did it so I don't get banned.
he fessed up. That's
and I
great.
Said, and I said, we'll never ban you. I mean, our page, really, you got to really, really, really try hard to get banned on crab yeah. diving. One guy who was out there throwing the N-word around got banned.
Yeah,
a white
that's
supremacist.
Not, that's not fun.
He
it's
got
not
banned.
Funny. None of that. Okay?
Stuff like that. But, I mean, if you're going to argue with us and disagree with us and call us names.
That's
I
great.
Mean, shit. Have at it.
Yeah.
And
Hashtag gun sense.
And we're not going to. We really don't ban these people.
No.
So.
We want the dialogue. Yeah. We're controversial. So we like to mix it up.
It shows the bedwetters that they are.
Yeah.
The Is cowards it, that they're afraid
yes.
to admit their Trump below racism. They have to create fake accounts to spew their hate.
Yeah. I mean, God, I don't know what it's... Just, do you think Bill, when he's on his fake account, do you think he puts a wig on when he's at his computer? To get you know to get into the part
it's like
to really
Trump
sell
being
it.
His own being his own publicist
it's insane
right
it's insane
it's all so fucking crazy it's
so
just
stupid.
Bizarre but they pretend to be Bernie bros and then
yes.
they really get my goat because they start calling out our integrity as liberals
oh yeah yeah
if you I were mean, if you truly had integrity you wouldn't vote for this the evil what? Countress of killing that is Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, you know, I don't believe Benghazi. I have brains. I don't believe
but the
email. I mean, the email, yeah, maybe should not have done that. Maybe she should have had somebody smarter working her text. There was there's no there. And
I imagine she would agree with you. She would fucking agree with you. She's like, yeah, I wish I could have avoided that fucking thing.
And that dumb, angry white veteran, thank you for your support, for your service. who got up last night at the forum, and you could see he was like red. He loathes and despises her.
What is
and
that?
And he was like, how can I look up to you as president and trust you as president when you endangered the country like you did? I mean, and fuck Rush Limbaugh in his holes,
absolutely,
and his folds, and Hannity, and everywhere, and just right, all these evil fuckwads who have just done nothing but rile up the people like, yeah, this guy.
I was going to ask you, what is that? That guy, the veteran who's so angry, where does that come from? But I think you just answered it. Part of it has to come from Rush Limbaugh, from Sean Hannity, maybe Glenn Beck, you know?
Right.
They say stupid shit.
And then she tells him, look, here's proof. It's in the all these reports that the classified material usually looks like this. And I had a completely separate mode of communication specifically for that.
Too she nuanced.
Said, she said, go out and you can see pictures of me with this ridiculous tent that they put up over me when I'm reading my BlackBerry sometimes because they're worried about people with long lenses. Even if she's out in public looking at her cell phone, they're worried about them zooming in and reading what she's looking at on her secure communication. She's like, you see me, pictures of me with that stupid tent when I was Secretary of State. She goes, we took security seriously. It's not like it was this crazy thing. And they're talking about her like she's worse than Snowden. Like she just forwarded everything right to Putin and Kim Jong-un.
Guys, imagine if you took Trump and you gave him a uterus. What would you think of him? If you, all the shit, all the scandals.
Sexy.
Oh, yes.
Great, but all lips, blowjob lips.
Right. He has blowjob lips.
He's always doing the duck face.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's totally, this Hillary derangement syndrome has to be rooted in sexism. That's all. It has to be. Or just a general,
some of it, sure,
hatred for the Clintons,
whatever little clit of hate that they can flick their tongue over on each individual person is what they're doing. This veteran who put his ass on the line for our country is all crazy and frothed up because he thinks that the person who may be the commander in chief is a stupid treasonous whore.
That is insane. That is fucking insane.
Because of how he's been misled by the lamestream stupid media.
But
and Trump.
Right.
Even Matt Lauer in this thing last night. The reason our side's all a froth is because they had 24 minutes ish each. And her first like 10 or 11 was all email. It was supposed to be about foreign policy.
Yes.
It was supposed to be, which there's a component. I could see one or two, but they also, we have our liberal taints cramping over the fact that Matt Lauer ravaged her about these emails for 11 minutes or 12 minutes. And then Trump skates on, well, you know, I was against the war from the beginning.
Yeah.
When everybody knows that's not true. It's just not true.
Are they friends? I think Matt Lauer and Trump are friends, actually. Because I remember years ago, Trump did an interview with Matt Lauer.
I'm sure they've been on. He's been on Today's Show, yeah.
They did a fluff piece about his real estate in New York. And like he supposedly at the time had one of the most expensive suites or apartments available to rent in the city. And the rent was like, I don't know, $30,000 a month. And I remember them having this dumbass interview. And Trump's like, I'd rent to you, Matt. He's like, I can't afford that. And then Trump was like, oh, yes, I bet you can with that nice job. And, you know, and they were sort of sucking each other off. Mm. It was stupid. I really don't.
You think Lauer was in one of the let's pass a 13-year-old girl around parties?
I don't know. I don't know. Why did he get, why would he treat Trump like that and Hillary the other way?
That's what the question.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's why hashtag lowering the bar is trending still on the Twitter.
Do you think Chris Matthews would have treated him differently?
Yeah. I mean, I got my problems with Chris Matthews on his show sometimes, but he was really good at when he's not being biased. Because, you know, remember he had what's her name? Conway. Kellyanne Conway.
Who is that?
The new Trump campaign manager.
Oh, yeah. He's had so many.
And he had Kellyanne Conway on. And good God, I mean, Chris Matthews, I think, you know, somebody should have done an underwear check to make sure he didn't, like, blow a load in the middle of his interview with her. Because he was just filleting her. I mean, it was just awful how he was, oh, well, you know, go ahead. I want you to make the case for why women should vote for your guy after, you know, everything he said. You know, the polling numbers are low for him. So, but, and then she went on with this, how great Trump is with women, unchallenged.
Jesus Christ.
And
that's insane.
He really didn't even challenge her at all on that. So I don't know if it's the woman thing, but he didn't do that to Carly Fiorina. He was pretty brutal to Fiorina.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something about Kellyanne Conway that he got all,
it seems like Chris Matthews a lot
over.
Of times just has people on to be a foil. He just wants to get, yeah. he wants to talk.
So he, would have been good though, because he doesn't, for some reason, that matchup with Trump is perfect. Cause he's
right.
like, you know, come on. I think because they're too scrappy, interrupty gutter guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you know
yeah.
what I mean? In that kind of debate, like, come on. Hey, yeah, yeah. He doesn't let people finish. He doesn't let you finish your sentence.
It's very similar people. You yeah. know what I mean?
And he kept going, wait, you're going to use nukes? Well,
right.
you can't take anything off the table. What do you mean? You're going to use nukes? You're going to drop nukes in the Mideast? He goes,
why?
You don't take, you can't take, what about Europe? You're going to,
yeah.
what about Europe? Well, you can't take it. You're going to drop nukes in Europe. That's how quick that exchange went. And Trump was like, well, yeah, you know, I mean, you can't take it off the table. Anyway.
And Matt Lauer is not the guy you want. I don't understand why Matt Lauer is the guy they chose, because I was looking for pictures to post to Matt Lauer just for the thing. And you just go through and look for pictures of him. It's him on the Today Show. They're cooking. They're tasting food.
Well,
he's on
there,
a fucking skateboard.
Wasn't there stuff with him and his wife or something?
Well, like she passed away, right? I thought his wife passed away. Or was that? Oh, who knows?
Remember, I just, the Hollywood Hick probably knows better than us.
Yeah.
Here on the network at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and midnight every day, ladies and gentlemen. New episode weekly, bi-weekly,
yeah, yeah.
semi-weekly, depends.
You know,
he's got a crazy schedule. Right,
we
got
to have him back on our show, by the way. Because I remember one time we were delving into some celeb news, and I started to say something about it. And he was like, why don't you just step aside? Let me handle this. Motherfucker knows everything.
Yeah.
About.
How dare you suggest.
Right. And by the way, if you see the Hick out in public, listen, be nice to the guy.
And follow the Hick on the Twitter.
He's funny as fuck.
And follow us on the Twitter and follow Ryan on Instagram and Twitter at Radar Comedy.
At Vile Experience on Instagash and Twitter.
You can see the confirmation of my my botanical identification of geraniums.
Oh, mine? Oh, yeah, yours. Yeah. Oh, you told me it was geraniums?
I saw that. I was like, fuck you. How dare you question my... No. I'm On Instagram, Ryan put, someone told me this is geraniums. Is this true? Or something
right.
like that.
Well, I, you know, listen.
The only reason I know that is because that was my grandmother, my Irish grandmother.
Yes.
I think they're not easy to kill. My grandmother was not great at the whole plants thing. So I remember that when anybody would get her a plant for, like, you know, Mother's Day or Easter or whatever, that they would always, she always wanted geraniums, because I think that was one of the only things she could keep alive. I don't know if I'm talking out of my ass.
You know,
we
had geraniums growing up in the little breakfast area right off the kitchen. I remember when I was in junior high, whenever you walked past the geraniums, and if you brushed them or anything, they emit a smell. Have you ever smelled that? Oh, God. I could be talking out of my ass. My mother is listening to this show right now. She's either saying, yes, he knows what he's talking about, or she's losing
gas
his
balls.
Mom, tweet in or text me. Am I right about geraniums? Yes or no?
The geranium hour.
You might have already said
on crab diving. Before I get to the stuff that he played last night, I do want to play the. We do have, I guess, would this be considered a mutiny? Mike Pence. You may remember him as. God, if you have him and Trump in a room, It might be the two whitest people in the universe.
I agree with
possibly.
You.
Possibly. Especially Mike Pence.
He's got that white hair and then that face.
He's really white.
So pale.
And Jesus-y. So Mike Pence was being asked about this birther stuff. And again, it's popped up a little. Not enough. This is one of the things that that we libs are pissed about, is that this is the shit that Donald got away with from the moment one. Fucking Morning Joe drives me up the fucking wall because,
yeah.
Again, today, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, all sanctimonious about how the media is softballing. He's one of the, I think they might be the ones, one of the reasons that lowering the bar is trending is because on Morning Joe this morning, not only did Gary Johnson fuck up, but which we're going to play in a second, but Morning Joe went off on how the media, the double standard of the coverage of Trump and how Trump doesn't get pummeled on his mountain of scandals.
It's insane. Morning Joe, during the primary.
Right.
Humanized him. They that's brought it. Him on that show, and I think that's
humanized.
The problem. Yeah, they did.
Humanized. They spread for him
right.
Every goddamn day. Oh, Donald.
Yeah.
Oh, Donald.
Well, those
hard-hitting questions. Yeah.
You know those morning shows. They're
whores.
They're absolute whores, and they're made to have no conflict, and they're designed so when you're having your coffee and all this shit, everybody's calm and nobody's yelling
non-confrontative
at anyone. So why the fuck do you haul out Matt Lauer for that goddamn town hall meeting? That's what I never understood. That is not his thing.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Why
although
not
on the Today Show he gets the newsier interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when they
yeah.
do have, you know, newsy-ish stuff, he, you know, they kind of toss it to him and stuff. Like they don't give it to Roker, you know, to interview interview the president of Crimea.
Crimea.
Not that Al Roker would do a bad job. I'm sure he'd be excellent at that.
Oh yeah, dude. He's tweeting us right now at Crab Diving, by the way, tweet us.
So t'other night, before we get to last night's some clips from last night's forum, this is on, you know, Trump's not doing a lot of mainstream media because they're all evil and nasty to him. So he pretty much kind of hangs out on Fox. Here he is talking to his little white reach around buddy, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O, this is Bill O considering himself being hard hitting journalist. He brings up the birther thing, right?
Oh, yes.
Listen to how O'Reilly brings it up, though. This is a hard-hitting questioning from Bill O'Reilly to somebody who, I don't know, he's probably tasted his jizz.
So you think your birther position has hurt you among African Americans?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even talk about it anymore, Bill.
I don't know. I don't even talk about it anymore, Bill. Do you think your birther position has he doesn't challenge the position. He's like, do you think your position has hurt you with those rampaging Negroes that are burning down the cities?
I mean, it's insane. I remember Chris Matthews asked Trump about the birther thing at the beginning of the primary, and Trump tried to dodge it.
Yeah, he didn't deny it. He said, you know, I don't know. There was something there. There was you know, the birth certificate, and there are a lot of people. He uses that one. There's a lot of people. A lot of people said that there's something wrong with it in the birth certificate, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. They went okay.
Right.
That's what we're bitching about.
It's a leader of the GOP. Yeah. It's a leader of the GOP essentially saying that he doesn't think Barack Obama is a legitimate president. That's why you got to know what his stance is. He's got to be nailed down on this. It's insane.
I think she'll bring it up.
He's not a fucking contestant on Dancing with the Fucking Stars. He's running for goddamn president.
I think she'll bring it up in the debates.
I think that's one
of the things. I don't think they'll have enough time for her to bring up everything, but I think,
you know, how she should bring it up. She should just fucking ask him, "Hey, Donald, do you believe Barack Obama was fucking born in Kenya? Yes or no?"
The one of the monitors should grow a sack.
Absolutely. I don't know that you can
grow
a sack.
Male or female sack.
Grow a sack.
Here's the rest of this puffball exchange. But listen to Donald. I don't know. I don't talk about it anymore. He doesn't say, I've changed my mind, or, you know what, the president produced the birth certificate. Let's move on.
Yes.
I don't talk about it anymore.
Jesus Christ.
So you think your birther position has hurt you among African Americans?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even talk about it anymore, Bill, because you know I just don't bother talking about it. I don't know. I guess with maybe some. I don't know why. I really don't know why. But I don't think very few people. You're the first one that's brought that up in a while.
You're the first one that's brought that up for a while, which is not true. And even if it is true, that's the problem. That's the issue. That's right. Where we agree with Morning Fucking Joe. But Morning Fucking Joe is the arsonist going back to point and say, oh my God, look at that fire. So they are one of the ones that helped build the Frankenstein monster that is Trump by not challenging him at all early on because he's great ratings. Great ratings.
Ugh. God.
And the worst thing that they could think of early on was not having access to Trump.
See, like the Morning Joe people, eventually you have to pay for that. See, they see it as free ratings and people listening, and they have all this shit, and now they got to pay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now Frankenstein is on the loose. It's eating people in the village. You created it, you fuckhead. Now what?
So last night at this forum, the format was that Matt Lauer asked questions for a few minutes, I guess, and then would also interject occasionally. But they had people in the audience who were comprised mainly of veterans who were selected to have some of these questions for the candidates. Hillary, like I said, it seemed to get, 14 goddamn fucking email questions because that apparently, to the uninformed, is the number one thing that is their primary concern.
They got a guy who's housing young teenage women in bunks in the basement of some weird ass apartment in New York, letting them work illegally.
Yeah.
We're worried about these emails.
So let me read some of the things you said. I know more about ISIS than the generals do. Believe me. Was that the truth?
Well, the generals under Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have not been successful.
Do you know more about ISIS than they do?
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
Oh, my.
What does that mean?
Fucking God.
The generals have been reduced to rubble. So in the right wing nut jobosphere.
Yes.
Remember, there's that lie that, that Obama went general scalping.
Okay.
And anybody who disagreed with the evil tyrant in chief got fired.
Fuck you.
And that's another problem with this guy is he thinks it seems like he really thinks that the moment he takes office, he gets to purge all of the ranks throughout the Army and the Navy and the Marines and the Coast Guard Air Force.
Cleaning house.
And put in people that like him.
He
thinks that the existing structure goes bye-bye, and he gets to fill every single post at every level of government.
But even like on an operational level, how do you do that? How do you fucking do that? How do we keep the country going if he's firing everyone and hiring new fucking people?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
They have been reduced to a point where it's embarrassing for our country. You have a force of 30,000 or so people. Nobody really knows, but probably 30,000 people. And I can just see the great, as an example, General George Patton spinning in his grave as ISIS we can't beat.
Yeah, you said if we had MacArthur today or if we had Patton today, we would not have ISIS. That the rise of these military commanders that we have today, they come up the chain of command, and by the time they get to the top, they're too politically correct. And we know that's not a compliment coming from you. Have you lost faith in the military commanders?
Politically correct. I guess not committing war crimes is being politically correct. That's what they mean.
Yeah,
you're right. You're not going to torture. You're not going to waterboard.
You're not ignoring the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't a general come out and say if Trump was president and he was ordered by Trump to do that, he would resign, he would not do it, he would not carry out the order?
A bunch of them have said, we're not going to do that. And apparently they'll be fired because Trump's going to purge them and put in leaders who will listen to him and waterboard.
You know, this whole waterboarding thing and the torture, we hear politicians talk about that. Is it not lost on anyone that generally, it doesn't matter what party they're on, if they're a politician who served in our military, they're always against that? Yeah. Always against that. McCain's right. Against that. He's a fucking Republican.
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean anything to anyone?
Lindsey Graham.
Well, he served, right?
Yeah, I think until really recently.
He's against torture and shit like that, right? Yeah. I don't understand.
Completely correct. And we know that's not a compliment coming from you. Have you lost faith in the military commanders?
I have great faith in the military. I have great faith in certain of the commanders, certainly, but I have no faith in Hillary Clinton or the leadership. You look at what's happened, and, you know, when she comes in and starts saying, oh, I would have done this, I would have. She's been there for 30 years. I mean, we need change, Matt. We have to have it.
This is the dummy remembering the only note he can remember that he's been given, which is go out and push the fact that Hillary is establishment and you are change.
Right.
And the real dumb ones out there won't give fuck all.
They don't care.
We hate Washington. We hate it all.
Blow it up. I'm buying
Louis
it,
Gohmert
baby.
Didn't work. Steve King didn't work yet.
We're going to fuck everything up.
Ted Cruz, he came close, but that didn't work either.
This fucking guy, Trump, is saying whatever he needs to say to get elected, I guess.
Yeah.
Is no one worried, like, what he would do to the country? Is no one worried what would happen if he won? Shit.
He said, well, after you, at one point, Matt Lauer says, well, after you said they've been turned to rubble, well, how will you accept their advice?
Right.
And that's when he said, well, you know, they'll probably be different generals. There you go. That's the third world junta taking over, thinking that he's going to take over the entire, even that as commander in chief, he gets to purge all the ranks and put in an ideological test, apparently.
Can I ask a stupid question? I mean, what does he do? Does he go on monster.com and put out an ad? Hey, we need a chief.
He'll find nuts within the ranks.
Is there that many? Are there that many people that can fill that job from the military? I mean, you're talking about generals and admirals and shit like that. I just don't know.
You've seen what he considers the best in the swarm flies around him. They're all morons.
Right.
And a rogues gallery of fools. I mean, so he's going to.
I love that.
He's going to pick some idiot that kisses his balls.
Is there a rogues gallery? That is my point, though. Are there that many people to choose from? Oh, okay. Well,
in the military?
Yeah, yeah.
They get out and then they become cops.
Okay. You're right. I was just thinking, like, how many generals could there possibly be to choose from?
They don't have to be generals.
If he's cleaning
house. About.
Oh,
he can
I see
promote
what you're
who
saying.
He wants.
Oh, my God. Don't vote for this guy. Come on.
It's very third worldy. It's in strongman. Let me play this next clip. Speaking of strongmen.
Yes.
Here is Trump gargling on vodka flavored semen.
That's the only kind.
Other things you've said about Vladimir Putin. You said, I will tell you in terms of leadership, he's getting an AR. President is not doing so well. And when referring to a comment that Putin made about you, I think he called you a brilliant leader. You said it's always a great honor to be so nicely complimented by a man so highly respected within his country and beyond.
Well, he does have an 82% approval rating, according to the different pollsters, who, by the way, some of them are based right here. Look,
he's also a guy who...
Oh, my God. I mean, at this point, they were playing it back in the replay.
Yeah.
And Rachel Maddow put her face down on the desk.
She's funny.
I mean, he's talking about a dictator-like strongman who has gone up against us and our allies and in infringed on rights. They passed laws over there that Putin is for about where you can, you know, beat the shit out of homosexuals walking down the street.
82% approval rating. How do you argue with that? Did they ask all the people in the gulags in Siberia how they felt about him? Oh, my fucking God.
Kim Jong-un has 137% approval rating in North Korea.
They love him so much, they all have his haircut and a picture of him in the fucking dining room.
I don't know. And they're so extremist loons, these Trump supporters, that how can you, you know, the Democrats and the sane Republicans are taking the high road and saying, this is the party of Reagan. What would Reagan be saying to Donald Trump running his tongue over the bunghole of Vladimir Putin?
I'll tell you what Reagan would have said.
Kim Jong-un.
Whatever Jim Baker, who worked for Reagan back then, whatever they fucking told him. It's insane.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, whatever you, but you know they what I told mean. Him to. You know I know what I exactly mean. What you mean. This is insane. It's insane that we got a guy running for president who is invoking the name of fucking tyrants.
Yeah. Invaded Ukraine, supports Assad in Syria, supports Iran, is trying to undermine our influence in key regions of the world, and according to our intelligence community, probably is the main suspect for the hacking of the DNC computers.
Well, nobody knows that for a fact, but.
Oh, look who defends Putin and Russia.
It's insane.
So all those other things he just sat through, but he's not going to let that hacking one, you know, well, that's not, they're not sure about that one. That hasn't been proven yet.
Right.
Computer.
No, the human rights violations, everything else that Matt Lauer just listed, he just nodded through.
Insane. Totally fucking bananas.
Well, nobody knows that for a fact, but do you want me to start naming some of the things that President Obama does?
But do you
want to
see? No. What?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get that response. You want to start some of the shit Obama does?
So we're listing something that the shit that basically an adversary, not an enemy per se, but definitely an adversary in the world.
We have competing interests, right?
Right. That these horrible things that he has done and perpetrated, a short list, by the way, Matt Lauer didn't mention the anti-gay laws and the fixed elections and shit. But to that,
it's insane.
Yeah,
dude.
It's, I mean,
it's fucking Lenny.
And then to say, well, do you want me to list the things Obama's done?
Oh, my God.
That's what he just said.
God.
Do you want me to list the things Obama's done?
Yeah, list them.
He's defending Russian crimes and Russian shenanigans.
But, and he wants to use it by calling out Obama. It's loony. It's actually, I think it's more insane. It's more insane than anything else.
This shows how racist they are, that they hate Obama so much that they're willing to hand the country over to Russia.
My God. He's been coached to the point where Obama is a bigger threat to the country than Putin.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what some of the lib pundits have been calling out some of these Republicans and saying, wait a minute, do you agree with Donald Trump?
I mean,
that. well, what do you say to the fact that this man is praising one of our biggest adversaries in the world? And saying he's a better leader than the leader we've got right now. The Dixie Chicks. Let's again use that example. The
right.
Dixie Chicks criticized George Bush for 1 second and they were vilified.
Yeah.
This guy is wishing that Vladimir Putin was president of America instead of Obama. And he's getting away with it, and they're okay with it.
Say.
The same people that burned Dixie Chick CDs are saying, right on, Trump, Obama's a traitor and a Muslim.
I mean, where Putin came from the KGB, right? I mean, that's his roots.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, it's cartoon-like.
But do you want me to start naming some of the things that President Obama does?
But do you
want to
be
time?
Complimented by that former KGB officer?
Well, I think when he calls me brilliant, I'll take the compliment, okay? The fact is, look. It's not going to get him anywhere. I'm a negotiator. We're going to take back our country. You look at what's happening to our...
It's not going to get him anywhere.
God.
It's not going to get him anywhere. It just did get him.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take the compliment. You know, I'm going to take the compliment.
That's not what a guy who's president says. It, you know, that's just not...
David Duke loves me too. I'm just going to take the compliment.
I mean, he's... I guess it's an election. You can say whatever you want in these town hall things, but like, doesn't that undermine what Obama's trying to do? I mean, he's meeting with Russia. He just met with Putin. He had that stare down, and now he's got a guy. He's representing the other party. We have two parties in this country, and one is represented by a guy who thinks Obama, our current president, is more harmful than Vladimir Putin.
And that he wasn't born in America.
That he's not legitimate.
That he wasn't born in America.
That he's not legitimate.
Right.
Anywhere. I'm a negotiator. We're going to take back our country. You look at what's happening to our country. You look at the depleted military. You look at the fact that we've lost our jobs. We're losing our jobs like we're a bunch of babies. We're going to take back our country, man.
Come on. We're losing our jobs like we're a bunch of babies. Like we're a little bunch of babies. Who is this? Who is this?
I really think America's doomed. When I hear this and think about all the people that are still going to vote for him, I just think this country,
fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's doomed.
Right, right.
I just don't. It's hard for me to think that any of the people who actually believe any of this shit that he says are ever going to come around to any kind of sanity and wanting to actually make the country better for everyone, not just them.
You know, I think this might be a good point to, I mean, yeah, it's fucking depressing how many people like this guy, Trump, but I mean, we just sort of have to remind ourselves that the way our elections work, he ain't going to win, right? This is no fucking way. Right? Oh my God. Tell me, say something.
I think it's highly unlikely that Trump will win.
Okay. So, like, maybe these people don't matter. That's all I'm saying. Maybe they don't matter. Maybe they're marginalized. Maybe they don't matter. Maybe there's enough people that
but it's going to be closer than we would. It will be an international embarrassment how close it's going to be. I mean, it's not going to be, like, razor thin.
I mean, God, but if he fucking 5 points, wins, dude.
5 or 7 points is too much. Is an embarrassment, is a historical, international embarrassment.
See, now
that there would be only a 7 point difference nationally in the national vote, that many people think that this man should be the leader of the free world.
If Hillary loses, well,
pretend free world.
Think about this though: if Hillary loses, what will it do to the Democratic Party? Because, you know, the polls. Didn't it show Bernie having a bigger lead over Trump than Hillary would? Didn't it show Bernie having an easier time dispatching with this?
He didn't have the negatives, but also he didn't suffer the slings and arrows of a total enemy. Like, he went up against Hillary, but she couldn't go after him on policy because, except for nitpicky things with, like, guns or whatever... They agree on most things. You
right.
Know?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
$12 versus $15. She thought he was crazy for wanting to give everybody free college.
I mean,
but smaller, you know, I mean, it's a few issues. On the vast majority of them, they pretty much agree on the policies. And I mean, I think there's something to be said for the fact that once the Republican hate machine was turned on him. And that socialist word, I just think he would have been torched. I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
And there were too many Democrats that were even scared of it. But there's too many older Democrats.
It's highly unlikely Trump's going to win. It's highly unlikely.
Not even older Democrats. Our age.
Yeah.
Who you say the word socialism and they're like, oh, my God, Russia.
Guys, it's nuance. Can we be more evolved? The GOP.
A fucking book and understand what socialism
is. That's their thing.
Is. Yeah.
The GOP has zero nuance. Let them have that. Can we not have that?
It's so hard.
Motherfucker.
The fact that he calls me brilliant or whatever he calls me is going to have zero impact.
But the fact that you say you can get along with him.
I think I'll be able to get along with him.
Do you think the day that you become president of the United States, he's going to change his mind on some of these key issues?
Possibly. It's possible. I don't know, Matt. It's possible. And it's not going to have any impact. If he says great things about me, I'm going to say great things about him.
It's possible that the day that I take office, he's going to change his mind. He's going to say, you know what? I didn't like Crimea after all. We're going to leave.
What about all the people that died doing that? Dude, this is insane. This is insane. You know, the only reaction I want my leader to have about like what Putin did in Ukraine is like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible. It was wrong.
He is really very much of a leader. I mean, you can say, oh, isn't that a terrible thing? He called, I mean, the man has very strong control over a country. Now, it's a very different system, and I don't happen to like the system. But certainly in that system, he's been a leader far more than our president has been a leader. We have a divided country. We have a country where you have Hillary Clinton with her emails that nobody's ever seen, where she deletes 33,000 emails.
Hold on a second.
He's not supposed to be doing this, by the way. That one of the things they asked them beforehand was, we want to hear your policies. We don't want to hear...
Yeah.
What are you going to do about the VA? Oh, yeah. Well, Hillary's going to burn it to the ground and make everybody fuck everyone in the asshole.
He wants to give the people what they want to hear. And he's a stupid idiot. God damn it. Am I to understand that Vladimir Putin rolling into Ukraine is not as bad as the email thing? Is it really?
Oh, it's the worst thing in history, of course.
You know, it would be interesting to ask some people.
Only because Benghazi didn't stick.
When you ask some people that live in the Ukraine, why don't you ask some Ukrainians what they think? They probably don't even know. I don't know what this fucking email thing is. A tank rolled into my fucking city.
I mean.
It's offensive.
I mean, the man has very strong control over his country.
What in the fucking fuck is he talking
about?
And
that's a very different system. And I don't happen to like the system, but certainly in that system, he's been a leader far more than our president has been a leader.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So it's this strong man, big daddy, somebody who spank me and call me bad and put me on the right track.
This is loony. Looney Tunes.
Here's another part.
You recently received two intelligence briefings.
Yes.
This, my God, I don't know. There's so many to choose from. This is a bad one. This is really a bad one. This is about, you know, he's now is one of the top two on left on the island. He is privy to these not highly confidential, but he is privy to these briefings.
Yes.
On foreign policy, on what's going on, because they don't want a dumb fucking idiot stepping into the office on January 20th who doesn't know anything that's been going on the last 6 months. So they start sending them these briefings. It started out,
right,
interestingly enough, because when FDR had his grabber,
okay,
and Harry Truman was president, like 2 weeks into his presidency, somebody knocked on the door and was like, hey, Harry, we want to show you something. By the way, we're building this. It was the nuclear bomb. He didn't even know it existed.
Oh, my God.
As vice president. It was that highly top secret.
Jesus Christ.
So when he found out about it, he ended up using it. I mean, eventually. But that's why he said he started it then. He started the practice of, look, the next president coming in should not have that big of a surprise.
Yes, I agree.
Maybe they should know what's going on a little bit more.
That's reasonable. I mean, you know, unless you're dealing with this guy.
So Trump is getting these, and people like us, insane people, have expressed concerns about Trump getting sensitive material because he's an idiot.
And it's unpredictable.
He's going to blurt it out on TV. You won't believe what they told me this morning. That kind of thing, you know?
He's the kind of person that he said, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You got to promise me you're not going to tell anybody.
Well, and here we go.
Intelligence briefing.
Yes, I did.
Did anything in that briefing, without going into specifics, shock or alarm you?
Yes.
Did
very
you
much
learn
so
new things?
First of all,
in that
I
briefing?
Had great respect for the people that gave us the briefings. They were terrific people. They were experts on Iraq and Iran and different parts of the world and Russia. But yes, there was one thing that shocked me, and it just seems to me that what they said, President Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, who is another total disaster, did exactly the opposite.
Did you?
Oh, my God. Total disaster.
The briefings that he get. Meanwhile, the intelligence community is not even. They're not even deigning to give that a response. It's so heinously and grossly inaccurate. These people who have been sitting in on these briefings say they could not be more neutral. They are intended to be that way because they just want to say, here is what is happening. This is what we know. This is what is happening. They don't say, here's what we recommend you do. That's not the point, the intelligence. They gather the data. Somebody else makes the decisions of what to do about it. So these intelligence gatherings and they're getting.
Yes.
He's saying that he can just tell by the way they're talking.
Oh, my God.
That they're saying, look, this is what's going on in Syria. God damn, I wish we didn't have that Negro in the White House.
Jesus Christ.
But just between you and me.
How stupid. How gullible are his followers, his people that support him? It's so fucking stupid.
And how stupid.
You're idiots.
And is this actually what he pulls out of it? Or
I don't
was
know.
This or was this Manafort or I mean Bannon sitting next to him in the same thing in this briefing? And I can't imagine Bannon's in on this. He runs a conspiracy media site. I didn't even think of that, dude.
Is there anything? I mean, can we not? Okay, yes, I understand why people have to be briefed for president, but can we at least say, okay, Trump, based on who he is, his history of lying and all this other bullshit, can we not give him the briefings?
Well, they talked about that. Some of our legislators on our side, some of the Democrats said, they asked about that. Can we not give him the briefings? But then the State Department said, look, they're scrubbed. I mean, Hillary, from being Secretary of State, probably, I'm sure, still knows vastly more secrets about what's going on than what they're getting now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she probably looks at the briefing and like, pfft.
I wrote it. Yeah. I know this. Look, and this speaks to the other thing. Like, you little fuckers out there, you little fucking Trump lovers, you know, sucking his dick, believing everything he fucking says. Honestly, the shit was on the line. We had another horrible thing like a 9/11 or another fucking thing. Please don't tell me you would rather have Donald Trump in charge. Do not lie to me. You pieces of shit. Do you really think someone would rather have Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton in charge? Honestly.
It's going to be 35 to 40% of the country.
They don't know what they're doing. You fucking idiots.
Learn anything in that briefing, again, not going into specifics, that makes you reconsider some of the things you say you can accomplish, like defeating ISIS quickly?
No, I didn't learn anything from that standpoint. What I did learn is that our leadership, Barack Obama, did not follow what our experts and our truly, when they call it intelligence, it's there for a reason, what our experts said to do.
He's lying. These briefings that he gets have nothing to do with anybody saying what to do. They say this is what it is. This is right now. ISIS has this territory. They have this city. We think they have this many troops. In Russia, Uncle Nipples has put three toes into eastern Ukraine. That's what it is. It's not. ISIS has taken over Mosul. We think you should put 47,000 ground troops. That's not what that is.
They're not giving him a game plan.
That's the military that gets together with the president and the White House.
Yes.
And they get together to decide off of that intelligence what to do with it. That's why the intelligence community was like, look, we told them there were no WMDs. Except for that one fake account where they're like, look, we found it was the intelligence community. They tried to blame it on the intelligence community. The intelligence community is like, no, we didn't say go in there.
You think Trump just watched like a shit ton of West Wing episodes and was like, ooh.
Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. I was going to say, he just likes the idea of sitting in that situation room.
Yeah, Sopranos.
He wants to be a boss, a big shot.
And you talk about a king. And a tyrant, and everything they hate in Obama, they allege that he's doing.
It's him!
Ruling by fiat. They're handing over their sacks to this guy. They think he thinks he's going to be able to purge the military of any dissenters. He thinks he's going to be able to purge the federal system. Remember, Christie said a month ago or so that Donald Trump talked about, is there any way we can get rid of everybody that has been appointed by a Democrat ever?
Good God.
Like in any position. How can I? He wants to purge the system like, I don't know, Stalin.
Right. Sure.
Like things like that. There are people that follow administrations. Yeah. You know, spots that cabinet positions or whatever. But there are other positions that you're there. You're appointed. You're there.
You're there.
He wants to be able to yank judges that Obama
put on the bench. Yeah. You can't do that.
Ginsburg, you're done.
I mean, this sort of speaks to like, how is this guy going to run the country? He's wrong about so much.
Yeah.
He's wrong about everything. God, it's totally loony.
Cartoony.
Yeah.
And I was very, very surprised in almost every instance. And I could tell, I have pretty good with the body language. I could tell they were not happy. Our leaders did not follow what they were recommending.
So that's how he gleaned this information. These people from intelligence were sitting there saying, this is what's happening with ISIS. This is what's happening with Syria. This is what's happening in Iraq. This is what's happening in Crimea. And he could tell from a little flutter of an eyelash, possibly, or maybe a little tap of a pinky finger, that they didn't like what Obama did. I'm good with the body language.
It's so like, guy, could you imagine if you're the guys that actually have to give that briefing and you're listening to this, you got to be like, what a fucking dick. What a fucking asshole.
That's people are stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah. Imagine these guys that give the briefing. Do you think they are anything but humorless?
Maybe. I mean,
there's no way they.
They're
not Mr. Personality. There's no batting of an eyelash. There's no facial twitch.
Yeah.
Trump wants us to. God, who the fuck knows who they were?
This is going to be for you. President Obama.
Yeah.
I stuck my finger in my throat like, bleh.
Right.
That's their body language.
And we're talking about people from the intelligence community. Who knows what their briefing is, dude? They're from the CIA. They could have been spies. You think, you fucking egomaniac, you think you're going to be able to read these people? You're going to figure them out? These people are probably brilliant. You're a fucking idiot. It's insane.
He said of Mexico, I think if you saw what happened in Mexico the other day, where I went there.
Yes.
I had great relationships, everything else. If you look at what happened, look at the aftermath today where the people that arranged the trip to Mexico has been forced out of the government. Or I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, who fucking knows? To me, it looked like you went to Mexico, I had a meeting, and you're in the middle of a Twitter war.
Yeah, here he is. Matt Lauer brought up.
In 2013, on this subject, you tweeted this, quote, 26,000 unreported sexual assaults in the military, only 238 convictions. What did these geniuses expect when they put men and women together?
Well, it is a correct tweet. There are many people that think that that's absolutely correct. And we need to have a straight.
So it is a correct tweet. There are many people that think that's absolutely correct.
That's insane.
These geniuses expect when they put men and women together.
Well, it is a correct tweet. There are many people that think that that's absolutely correct. And we need to have a strength.
So this
and
should
we need
have been
have...
expected? And does that mean the only way to fix it is to take women out of the military?
And by the way, since then, it's gotten worse. No, not to kick them out, but something has to be happened. Right now, part of the problem.
So what did they think when they put vaginas next to penises? Well, of course they're going to rape him.
Sure, why not?
Of course. What did they think is going to happen? That's his response to his tweet.
Totally loony.
Have a strength.
So this
and
should
we need
have
to
been
have...
expected? And does that mean the only way to fix it is to take women out of the military?
And by the way, since then, it's gotten worse. No, not to kick him out, but something has to be happened. Right now, part of the problem is nobody gets prosecuted. You have reported, and the gentleman can tell you, you have the report of rape and nobody gets prosecuted. There are no consequences. When you have some.
Well, that's true. The old boys network is still pretty hardy. And
right.
There are cases of where they have a hard time with the reporting.
Yeah.
structure and things like that.
We got Donald Trump talking about rape and, you know.
How about teaching the guys not to rape? There's an idea.
How about having people running for president, maybe that aren't named in some civil suit where they allegedly tied a 13-year-old girl to a bed and raped her? Maybe that. I don't know.
Somebody that does something so evil, so bad as that, there has to be consequence for that person. You have to go after that person. Right now, nobody's doing anything. Look at the small number of results. I mean, that's part of the problem.
So he puts up the smoke screen.
Yeah.
Because he said, that's what happens when you put women in with men.
That's essentially.
And then he says, well, part of the problem is they can't report it. Well, that's kind of true, but the issue isn't that you put the vagina in there, you mixed it in. The issue is that you need to have a culture of, I guess you got to teach the guys not to be all rapey.
That's like he threw a glitter bomb. He threw a glitter bomb in the middle of that fight. Yeah, it's a legitimate issue he brought up, but it's not what they're talking about. The vanity on this guy is dangerous as well. His ignorance is dangerous, his racism, all that. Then all the vanity. That's the fucked up thing.
He
can't be wrong.
I'm not sure if this is my favorite thing that he said last night, but this is so stupid and so batshit and so... like we're engaged in conflict and it's 1433 and we're also fighting the plague and things like that. This is how regressive his thinking is about the state of the planet and war. I mean, even warfare in the 21st century. Donald J. Trump talking about when we left Iraq and the state we left it in.
You know, and because you've been watching me, I think, for a long time, I've always said, shouldn't be there, but if we're going to get out, take the oil. If we would have taken the oil, you wouldn't have ISIS, because ISIS formed with the power and the wealth of that oil.
How are we going to take the oil? How are we going to do that?
Okay, a cookie to Matt Lauer for at least coming up with that one.
Good question.
Because... It is the stupidest thing, this why didn't we take the oil? And I've seen it on some of our comments on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget to tweet us at crabdiving. Also our Instagram.
Oh, yes. Follow us on Twitter.
But it's just, it's the dumbest thing to think, well, how are we going to get the oil? How are we going to take the oil? Do we...
You know how you do.
Somebody said, "What do? Put together a giant flotilla of thousands of tankers just pillage. Let's rape a couple of women and fling them to the side of the road as we're taking the oil."
You speak as if you've never siphoned gas from a car.
Oh, right.
Get a little suck hose.
Let's get a long hose from here to Baghdad.
Oh, I got your hose.
Here's how Trump thinks we do it.
With the power and the wealth of that oil.
How are we going to take the oil? How are we going to do that?
You would leave a certain group behind and you would take various sections where they have the oil.
You would take various sections where they have the oil. So we have conquered the sovereignty of another country and we are taking the land.
That is so fucked up.
Welcome to the 1500s. Well, 1700s.
He sounds like there is no difference between... The only difference is he's running for president. This is the guy that sits at the end of the table Thanksgiving, who gets drunk, your weird ass whoever, your second cousin that you never hear from. He gets drunk and pontificates.
We should send the troops down to Mexico, just fucking make it the 51st state.
How are you going to take the oil, dickhead?
People don't know this about Iraq, but they have among the largest oil reserves in the world, in the entire world.
People don't know this. It's pretty. You could Google Iraq, and probably in the second or third sentence on Wikipedia, it's going to mention that it's an oil-producing country.
It's totally fucking bad.
Some of the biggest reserves. Nobody knows this. It's a big secret.
Oh, yes.
Those bastards hide that shit under the sand. You can't even tell. You can't even tell how much oil they got.
And we're the only ones. We go in, we spend $3 trillion. We lose thousands and thousands of lives. And then, Matt, what happens is we get nothing. You know, it used to be to the victor belong the spoils. Now, there was no victor there.
This isn't Braveheart. It's not, it's not how things work. You don't go into, the victor belongs the spoils. Why? I'm sure you would have liked to drag all the virgins back.
Right.
Donald, all the 13 to 15 year old virgins.
We aren't Vikings, you fuckhead.
Set them up in some modeling jobs.
Oh, yes. I mean, kind of I would think that the point to any country's foreign policy is peace. You want to have peace and you want to have shit for the people that live in your country.
And we weren't an invading. We were an invading force, as history has proven. But we were pretending not to be. We were pretending to be the big cock of freedom and the big police force of the world going in and snuffing out the evil WMDs.
Yes.
Of Saddam Hussein.
Saddam.
That didn't exist.
Right.
But the outward reasoning for it was not that we're just going to go take over and take your shit. We're going to kick your door in.
It's insane.
Beat the shit out of you.
Fuck you.
And take your shit.
Right.
Result in, you know, the death of, I don't know, 100,000 plus of you.
It's loony.
And thousands and thousands of our troops.
Yeah.
We agree with him on the, we spent $1 trillion for nothing. I agree.
Right.
Spend $3 trillion. We lose thousands and thousands of lives.
Agree.
And then, Matt, what happens is we get nothing. You know, it used to be to the victor belong the spoils. Now, there was no victor there. Believe me, there was no victor. But I always said, take the oil. One of the benefits we would have had if we took the oil is ISIS would not have been able to take oil and use that oil.
Let me stay on ISIS.
To fuel themselves.
God.
So you leave some people there. You take the areas. So what does that entail? That entails leaving forces to protect the new sovereign oil fields of right. America.
Maybe he means robots. Maybe you're talking about a robot force.
It's just such a stupid, simplistic.
Dude, at what point does
that anachronistic right. view of what's going on in the world?
When does lowering the bar just say, "Hey, dude, this sounds stupid. I don't under. You're not making any. You're not making any fucking sense." Talking about the body language of these guys giving you a fucking intelligence briefing.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They had a little focus group afterwards on NBC. And I think it's like six people. And they had probably three and three, maybe three Hillary supporters and three Trump supporters.
Yes.
And they wanted to see before and after if your views had changed or right. anything like this. And here's a little bit of that focus.
Show of hands, who thought Donald Trump looked like a commander in chief tonight?
One hand. And by the way, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Maybe yes. It's 6 and 6. But there's about a dozen people. One guy raised his hand, and this is the cartoon character that they found of the evening. He's probably in his 40s, but he looks like he's in his 50s.
Oh, yeah. Hard living.
White gentleman.
Perfect.
Balding pretty well.
Yes.
But with like a greasy, I guess God. I'd call it Ben Franklin-ish hairdo going on. He's got a blue flannel.
Okay.
Untucked, unbuttoned, like three down.
Oh, really? Is his Confederate flag boxer shorts hanging out
jeans,
of his pants?
Well, I'm sure they're there.
Absolutely.
Jeans. And wait till you hear. You'll be able to spot him initially.
Looks like a deliverance extra.
He's the only one who raised his hand to the question who thinks Donald Trump
fuck you.
Was a commander-in-chief.
Good
just one.
God.
Who thought Hillary Clinton looked more like a commander-in-chief tonight? So still a lot of undecideds. So even though you thought she looked more like a commander-in-chief, more so than Donald Trump, you wouldn't vote for her.
Tonight.
Who thought...
Tonight. This is a previous Trump voter.
Insane.
But she thought that tonight... Tonight! Hillary looked like a commander in chief, but I'm still not voting for her.
Good God, dude. This is insane.
They could trust Hillary Clinton with the nuclear codes more after tonight's show of hands.
More than half.
And who thought they could trust Donald Trump more with the nuclear codes tonight?
One, two.
No, I'm not ready to support him. I will never vote for Hillary. I'm not sure I will vote for him.
Did you hear anything tonight that made you more apt to vote for Donald Trump?
Not really.
What do you think of his chummy relationship with Putin, despite Putin's laundry list of negatives?
Frankly, to me, it's kind of divorced from reality. It's just his own view, or his self-confidence is so high that, you know, I really don't believe it.
That's got to be a Hillary supporter.
She certainly presented herself well. That's to be expected. She has a lot of practice at that. I don't know that I found her to be trustworthy. I found her to be somewhat evasive. I was unclear on how she could claim that in Libya no Americans died, and yet we have an issue of Benghazi. There was no...
Oh, God.
It's like, it's just such a... They're so fucking stupid,
Follow up on that discussion.
I can understand why people don't find her to be trustworthy. I don't think she's less trustworthy than Mr. Trump.
When she was responding to the email, she sounds more like the president's lawyer than the president.
I think people just have an aversion to career politicians in general and big government,
yes.
And she kind of represents the status quo of government to some people who don't like that.
God damn it, they don't have him in this clip. But they did a thing where they said, Nate, give us one word
right
to describe Hillary Clinton and one word to describe Trump.
Yes.
And, you know, it was mixed. A lot of people were saying untrustworthy of Hillary, but they were also saying insane about Trump. You know, they hate both choices, a few of these people. And they come to the guy that I described.
Yes.
And he goes, Trump, president, Hillary, jail.
Come the fuck.
I swear to you, I'm really pissed off. I thought that was going to be in this clip here, but I'm so sad.
Oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
Jail. It's not in this clip. Yeah. He's like a cartoon character. He really is. One word, Trump president, Hillary, jail.
Fuck you.
But that's the atmosphere they've created. So there are some of the lowlights, ladies and gentlemen, and other of the presidential forum. Now we're looking forward to the real, I guess this was the warm up for the debates when they actually get to address each other. It's, you can't really count it though. I mean,
how the fuck is it going to
address
go?
Each other? But
I don't understand how it's going to go because like,
did you see they've taken a preemptive strike on the earpiece thing?
What do you mean?
Alex Jones last night tweeted there was a screen cap of, and it really looks like she was wearing these dangly pearl earrings, I guess.
Yes.
And it looks like one of the pearls flipped up and got stuck on her ear. There's a screen cap of that, and they're saying that it's an earpiece disguised as a pearl. That she's obviously got her earpiece and she's being fed the answers, which is what we need to look out for with Trump. I have no doubt. And I swear I'm not a tinfoil kind of guy, but look at Trump. Look at the history of Trump and the people he lies down with. It absolutely.
How do you
would not be out of the realm of possibilities that somebody would bring up? Well, you know, we could give him a secret headphone,
you know,
and help him out.
I don't know, like, if you're Hillary, you know, on the issues, I mean, we're libs and stuff and progressives, and so we're going to obviously fall in line with what she's going to say more so than Trump.
Sure.
And a lot of issues, she's going to have the quote-unquote moral high ground, and he is not. But that doesn't matter, because all his arguments are going to be based on bullshit, right? Lies. And he doesn't care. He shamelessly lies to make his point.
Right.
And so it's kind of not fair.
He used to be able to gain political power by catching the other guy lying.
But it doesn't matter.
And now it doesn't fucking matter at all.
How does she fight him? I'm beginning to think, are the debates a mistake for her?
No, he'll lose these people of this focus group that are still waffling inexplicably.
Yes.
They're Republicans. That's the only explanation. They're Republicans who are just losing their mind because they've elected Satan as their representative to possibly be president. And now they morally, and when they look at this shit last night, they're like, oh my God,
okay,
this man cannot be president, but he's a Republican. Ah!
My reptilian brain is thinks that I agree with you, right? Like, he's going to get up there and he's going to, people are not going to want to go out and vote for him. They're going to be uninspired to go to the polls. They're just going to stay home. I don't know that it's going to dry. Is that what you think?
Well, yeah.
Okay. That's what I think. But also Trump. So, like, we don't know. It's still Trump. Sometimes I think, like, everything that's happened in this election, you like, it can't get any crazier. This could never happen. That can never happen. But it's Trump. So there's that.
Right.
He's an enigma. There's nothing to compare this loony
ever
to.
It doesn't follow the rules of physics.
I know he's got to run against Obama's policies and stuff. He's a Dem and everything, but he's making Putin more of a villain than fucking Barack Obama. I don't know what to do.
Less
I don't know what to
villain.
Say to that. Less.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me insane. I don't think she should do the fucking debates.
In a turn of events that may ultimately may help Trump, actually, I guess, because I think more of the people that are waffling, that were peeling off toward Gary Johnson and the libertarians,
yes,
were coming from the Trump camp and not the Hillary leaning camp.
Right.
I think those people will vote for Jill Stein.
Okay.
But Gary Johnson, many are saying this morning, had his Howard Dean moment, or possibly any gaffe you could think of where somebody said something that torpedoed them.
Yeah.
Here it is, Gary Johnson on The Morning Joe.
Oh shit.
And for those out there who may not know what Aleppo is, we don't fault thee.
Yes.
Aleppo is a city in Syria that's a ground zero for where a lot of the shit be happening right
Aleppo.
Now, where all the different factions are battling between Assad's forces,
right,
the Syrian rebels. You got the ISIS in there. You got the Iranians helping.
Hey.
You got the Saudis bombing. You got the Russians bombing. You got us bombing.
I can tell by his body language he's lying and hates Obama.
And how dare
fucking damn it.
How dare those terrorists leave that town and want to have, to live that isn't getting bombed.
How much does a 2-bedroom in Aleppo go for?
I think you can get one cheap.
A trailer.
If you can put them back together.
Oh, yeah, right.
Here is, but if you're running for president of the United States, this is like Herman Cain's Uzbeki, Becky, Becky, Becky Stan moment. Remember, he was criticized for not knowing something about some leader. He had a moment like this where they asked him about a leader of some Eastern European country, and he was like, who's that? That's what's kind of happening here. Here is Gary Johnson on Morning Joe.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
About
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
Whoops. Oops.
Well, you know, Gary, this is why I always said, listen, Aleppo is very serious. First of all, my brain would have been like, what is Aleppo? Is it what kind of noun is it? Because I didn't know. I would be like, it's serious. And I would hire the best people.
Trump would have handled that question great, right?
I'm going to hire the best people. By the way, what about her fucking emails?
Easily Trump would have handled that question.
Yeah, he
not knowing what, not having a clue as to what Aleppo is. Oh, well, you know, it's
Aleppo.
Very important. A lot of people think it's really bad. A lot of people are saying that we're doing the wrong thing in this administration.
Is this a gotcha question?
Aleppo could be a dog with
what
I just described.
Right. Is it a gotcha question?
About Aleppo. And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
Well,
there's a thing they do on Morning Joe, and I really think it's on purpose. It's they mix in room tone. Do you notice that? There's always that. Like, we're recording in somebody's barn. Shit, it sounds like.
It's so fucking douchey.
And they really milk the silence on Morning Joe.
They really
too.
Do.
It's so...
You know...
Nobody's had their coffee, it seems.
MSNBC, we understand that this is all calculated. The room tone. The fact that your star of the show shows up occasionally and fucking... He's like, he hasn't put his contact lenses in. He has his glasses on. He's in a fucking, he's in a goddamn fleece.
Some people think he and Mika are scraping each other's juices off each other right before they walk in.
Scraper? I need my scraper, okay? Hey, can somebody give Morning Joe a scrape down that there's some shit showing up in the close-up?
Things dry up if you don't have a chance to shower.
It's just so disingenuous. Got MSNBC, please stop. Please stop the show. Every time we play clips from it, tremendous deuce chill. Tremendous.
Got it.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
With regard to Syria, I do think that it's a mess. I think that the only way that we deal with Syria is to join hands with Russia to diplomatically bring that at an end. But when we've aligned ourselves with, when we've supported the opposition, the Free Syrian Army, is also coupled with the...
See, now he's on track, and he knows more than Trump would ever even consider to know about.
He didn't know the name of the fucking place.
He brain farted on Aleppo, but, you know, it's a big deal, too.
He should have handled it differently. You know what you do? You say, oh, okay, that's the place. Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. I just didn't know the name
of
Aleppo.
Well, he is one of the more human responses, at least. He's saying, oh, my God, I should have known that.
He should have said Shucky Ducky.
Here he is.
People are making a big deal about this Aleppo thing. I'm just curious what your view is from just like, is it a gotcha thing? Should you have known it? In retrospect, do you know it?
Well, when you recognize what's going on in Syria, when you recognize that that Aleppo is in the kind of the epicenter between Aleppo, not knowing that there's a city in between the two forces, really at the epicenter of the, but not remembering or identifying that that's Aleppo, guilty.
He admitted it, right?
He knew that there was an epicenter. He couldn't remember that was the name of it. Guilty. I agree with you.
I wish
he's jonesing for weed. So you got to give him a little bit of props.
What a shame, though. What a shame. Nobody asked Donald Trump that.
What? Oh, Aleppo?
That would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
But in retrospect, is it a town? Is it a name you know? A town you know? I mean, this is going to be a big deal. Like, this is like the first big flap of a campaign that's been doing pretty well, right? It's going to be a big flap. I promise you. It already is.
No,
so I'm just wondering how you.
I'm incredibly frustrated with myself.
Right.
Right.
So how do you feel about it? Like, should it be a big flap? Like.
I don't know who this is doing the interviewing.
He's, you know why I can't run for president?
A little bit annoying.
Because I would have been like, hey, fuck off. I don't know about a flap. Fuck you, dude.
I mean, Gary Johnson's a likable guy.
He's a libertarian. He's a weirdo.
Well, yeah, there is that. But likable enough guy.
Why does he need to know Aleppo? Isn't his idea to, like, put up a bunch of razor wire around the country?
They're
dig
pretty
out?
Isolationist.
Yeah. What does he know from Aleppo?
So that's it. A lot of people predicting that Gary Johnson's flame out moment was today.
Bye bye.
Mainly because, you know, he was slowly creeping up in a lot of the polls, and he needs to get to 15% to be included in the debates.
Right. He fucked up, man.
And that does not probably appear to
be. You shit the bed, Gary.
At this point.
You shit the bed, baby.
Holy crap, only a minute or so left on the big show here today. Thanks for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. It was a major Trump episode, but
Danke.
You know, what the fuck.
Right.
Don't forget, happy birthday, Star Trek. Very important today.
What?
It's the 50th anniversary of the airing of the first episode of the first series of Star Trek.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Give it up for Spock.
All the geeks out there,
yes,
and of which I am one.
I like Star Trek.
Celebrating.
Which incantation? Incantation. I used it wrong again.
I like double toil and trouble.
Oh, really? Which Star Trek do you like the best?
Fire Burn and Cauldron Bubble. What?
Deep Space Nine? Is that your favorite? Yeah, is that Star Trek?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like the movie with the Ewoks.
And also, congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Before we leave here to Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Who it was announced today that he is being given a minor league baseball contract with the New York Mets.
Which is weird because the Mets aren't a fucking joke. I don't understand. I don't get it. He's a 29-year-old dude.
With a $100,000 signing bonus.
Oh, that's fucking nothing. That's not a lot of money.
Former but nonetheless, football star, I mean, Tim Tebow has signed a deal with the Mets.
No.
The team just announced they've signed Tebow.
No, let me shut that up. Okay.
Nobody gives a shit about Tim Tebow. He's not good enough. They're talking about, like, there's no way he's going to be able to hit live pitching. Yes, he's fast and strong, and he does have Jesus on his side. So there's that.
And we'll delve into this in more depth maybe tomorrow on Faithless Friday because it drives me fucking crazy that this is happening.
Because
the only reason he's famous is because of the kneeling shit. He was a great quarterback for the Gators.
Yes.
Heisman Trophy winner, MVP, I think more times than anybody on the team for the Gators voted MVP.
He's blessed by God.
He was amazing. He got to the NFL and, like many, many do, didn't quite cut it.
Right.
Was fair to middling. Fair to middling. And you can't be fair to middling in the NFL. And was let go. And the only reason there were any outcries is because of the Christian apologists losing their mind, saying that it was persecution because he did his little Jesus-y thing every time the Lord granted him a touchdown.
And now this fucker's back.
And now that's the only reason.
He's taking somebody's spot, you know, who could be a really good baseball player.
It's affirmative Christian action.
Oh, it is. It is. It's bullshit.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. We are here every goddamn weekday from those times, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, on Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review if you will. We appreciate that. Or go to crabdiving.com for this and all the other great stuff that's here on the network. Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Instagram feed or his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Or go to his website for his schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Instagash or Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And everybody have a great evening.
Tebow yourself.
It's going down the tubers.
Fuck you.
Oops.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.